Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. The Skabin Laharagas a Behemah's intention was to kill a Behemah. Let's say he wanted to throw something on the Behemah. Somehow his hand slipped, or his aim wasn't good. Laharagas a Adam, and he killed an Adam, a person. Or Lenachri, Laharagas Israel. Or Lenephalim. His intention was to kill a Nephil, a baby that could have not survived. At the end, he killed Laharag Ben Kayama, someone who could have survived. In all these three cases, Potter, from Misa, doesn't mean what he did is right. Doesn't mean he's not going to get punished for what he's doing. It doesn't mean he's not a terrible person. It just means that Bezin did not give him Misa. According to Reb Shimon, even if he tried to kill Yisrael Ben Kayama, but by mistake killed someone else, he's also not Chayiv. Although the other person was the same thing, but it wasn't the person that he intended. We'll see more about that later on in our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Now, in order to be Chayiv, this is according to everyone, you have to meet two conditions. One is that he intended with his machshava to kill, and two, that to strike, the kind of stone that he used, the force that he used, was enough to kill someone. If you're missing one of those conditions, he's not chayiv. Limoshel. The Mishnah goes on. Nischavin l'hakoisoi al masnav. Someone intended to strike another person on his hips. Now, any strike that's hard enough could kill someone, regardless of where it hits. But obviously, certain parts of the body are more sensitive than others. So although he zetzed him on his hip, threw a stone on his hip, it wasn't a big enough stone to kill someone if it hits one's hip. But what happened was, somehow the stone got misguided, and it wound up al libay, on the victim's heart. Even this type of a stone, given the force, could kill someone if it hits him on his heart. The mace, and this person died. So we say Potter. The one who threw the stone is Potter, because his intention was to hit him on his hips. And in order for the person to be chayiv misa, there has to be intent to kill him. So the Mishnah Vaitin is chav al ha-kaisi ali, but let's say there was intent to kill him. He wanted to throw the stone on his heart. And v'hoye b'kadei l'hamis, and it could have killed him ali be on his heart, but it never wound up on his heart. What happened was, the stone wound up al-masav on his hips. There wasn't in this zetz, there wasn't in this strike, with this type of a stone, that I should kill him by falling on his hips. But umeis, in this case, it happened that Itaka died. So in this case, Itaka intended to kill him. But the zetz was not the type of zetz that should have killed him on his hips. So Potter is Potter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. This Gabin, if his intent was lahakis es hagadol, try to throw a stone on a big person, but really hayba kidei lahamis hagadol, the stone wasn't big enough to kill a big person. V'halchala, instead, this smaller stone landed ala katan, on a child, and v'hayba kidei lahamis es hagadol, it was strong enough to kill the child. V'meisel itaka died. Potter, the one who threw the stone, is Potter, because he's missing the first Tanai. It has to be Mischavin Lahamis. He has to intend to kill, and it has to be a strike that could kill. Mischavin Lahakas is a cotton. His intention was to throw the stone on a small child. V'hoyeba, and you had in this Zetz, the stone was big enough, there was enough force, Kadei Lahamis as a cotton, to kill a small child. But V'holchala, somehow the stone didn't hit its intended target, rather it wound up ala Gadol, on a big person. And the MS really Hayabakadelahamas is a godlet, it couldn't have killed a godl, because it was a small stone. But somehow in this case when Macy died, Potter. Because you're missing the second Tanai. It has to be a force to kill. There has to be intent to kill, that's Tanai 1, and Tanai 2, there has to be force to kill. But Nischamal Hakas al Masnav, if he intended to strike him on his hip, Vahayabakadelahamas al Masnav, and it was a big enough stone to kill him even though it hit on his hip, Vahalchal alibai. But Lamaisa, it didn't wind up where he aimed. It wound up on the person's heart. V'mesani died chayiv is chayiv. Here there it says is chayiv. I is going to tighten it, but it was a mistake. I meant for his hip and it went on his heart. But what's the difference? You intended to kill, and it was a force that could kill. You missed your target. That doesn't change anything. For that matter, nischam lahakas es a godl. If he intended to strike a godl, v'hayibakadei lahamas es a godl. There was enough force over here. The stone was big enough to kill a godl. V'halchal alakot. It wound up not hitting its intended target, rather it hit a cotton, a small child, the mess, and the cotton died. the one who threw the stone is chayiv. He intended to kill, and lemaisa there was a makas misa. And here's where Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon oimer. Shimon says, "Afilin is chayiv laharagazeh. Even if someone intended to kill one person, the haragazeh and killed another person, potter, because he didn't kill the person that he intended to kill." Again, it doesn't mean he didn't do a terrible aveira. It doesn't mean he's not going to be punished. It means Bezin doesn't give him misa. Okay, quickly chazring over. If a person intended to kill someone that he wouldn't be chayiv for killing such a person, by mistake, another person got killed. He's potter. Then we learned a series of halachas where you have to have two tanaim. An intent to kill the person plus the kind of force that could kill a person. If he intended to strike him on his hip, and such a strike on his hip would have not killed him, but by mistake the stone went on his heart, even though there was enough force to kill someone on his heart, he's potter. Because lemaisa, he didn't intend to kill him. And again, you have to have both tanoim, an intention to kill and a force that could kill. If he intended to strike the person on his heart, and there was enough force to kill him on his heart, but it wound up on his hip, it shouldn't have killed him on his hip, and he died, he's potter. Because you're missing the second tanai. He died out of a strike that ought not to have killed him. There should have not been enough force. It just happened that way. Vaitra zakta Mishnah. If he intended to strike a gadol, there would have been not enough force to kill the gadol. Lemaisa wound up on a katan. He did kill the katan. He's potter. If he intended to strike a katan, there was enough force to kill a katan, but it didn't strike the katan. It struck a gadol, and it should have not killed the gadol. But lemaisa somehow, in this case, it did. He's potter, because this person died through a strike that was not strong enough to kill him. If he intended to strike him on his hips, and there was enough force to kill him on his hips, but it went on his heart, and he died over there, he's chayiv. Unless you have both tanoim over here. He intended to kill, and he intended to kill this person, and there was enough force. Either was a mistake. He tried to kill him through his hips, and he killed him through his heart. That's not going to bother him. If he tried to strike a gadol, and there was enough force to kill the gadol, but somehow his aim was off, and he killed a katan, and the katan died, he is chayiv. Again, he intended to kill, and lemaisa, there was a force that could kill. Now here's where Reb Shimon would disagree. Reb Shimon holds, you have to not only have intent to kill, and not only with a force that could kill, in order for Bezin to give the person misa, it has to be the person that he intended to kill. So if he tried to kill A, and by mistake he killed B, even though it was with enough force, he's potter, according to Reb Shimon.